AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Venezuela's acting president has signed into law an overhaul of the country's oil industry, easing state control in an effort to lure investors. Meanwhile, President Trump has instructed Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and the U.S. military to reopen Venezuela's airspace.
American citizens will be very shortly able to go to Venezuela, and they'll be safe there. They'll be safe. It's under very strong control, and the people of formerly of Venezuela, some want to go back.
Democrats in the White House are narrowing in on a spending deal that could avert a partial government shutdown. They're negotiating new restrictions for President Trump's immigration enforcement surge. As for Minnesota, Ed Donahue reports.
Tom Homan, President Trump's border czar, says immigration enforcement could reduce the number of officers in Minnesota. He suggested a drawdown could happen.
More agents in the jail means less agents in the street. This is common sense cooperation that allows to draw down on the number of people we have here. Yes, I said it. Draw down the number of people here.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says they won't be intimidated.
Might does not make right. In cities, we all recognize that ideas make right. And so, from Portland, Maine, to Portland Avenue in Minneapolis, to Portland, Oregon, mayors, we do not back down to bullies. We stand up for democracy.
Frey spoke at a mayor's conference in Washington. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former Illinois sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for fatally shooting Sonya Massey. In July 2024, the black woman had called 911 asking for help, fearing a prowler was outside her home. Sean Grayson, who is white, says he feared Massey was about to scald him with a pot of steaming water. This is AP News. President Trump held his first cabinet meeting of the new year, and Sagar Magani reports it was notable for which top officials did not speak.
The president recalled the last meeting in December, which went more than 2 hours.
It got pretty boring.
Recalling being seen as struggling to keep his eyes open.
But I didn't sleep. I just closed them because I wanted to get the hell out of here.
This time,
we are going to ask a couple of people to say a few words.
They did not include cabinet members under the most public pressure, Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem and Attorney General Pam Bondi. The president did let the vice president speak.
It's okay, sir. I'm here for the free coffee.
In an unusual turn, the president dismissed reporters without taking any questions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen's had surgery for a broken bone in his right foot. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.